It was that last bye that did it. He was always a rouser. Wynn sang that. We had a group called I Come For To Sing. It was a folk song review, you might call it. And before it was found out in Sandusky, Ohio, near Sandusky. And we actually, it was a missed booking. It was a mistake. We booked for a fundamentalist hard shell Baptist gathering. Wynn sang Methodist Pie, but they all joined in. At first, they were a little shy. Wynn made it clear that it was everybody. And, of course, in contrast, there's a song Wynn learned from Ewan McCall, the Scottish singer and folklorist and collector, Wee Drappy Oat. Just about the best of all drinking songs. Wynn's favorite, I know. A Wee Drappy Oat. Every society has its drinking songs. The Scots had this one. He was among the working people primarily, and it was Hogmanay Day during the big holidays it was sung. And here's Wynn's interpretation of it.
This life is a journey. We all hate a gang, and care is the burden we carry alang. Oh, heavy be our burden, and poverty our lot. We'll be happy all together, or a wee drappy yacht, or a wee drappy yacht, or a wee drappy yacht. We'll be happy all together, or a the trees are all stripped of their mantles, say green. The leaves of the forest no longer are seen. For winter is here with his cold icy coat. But we're happy all together. Or a wee drappy yacht, or a wee drappy yacht, or a wee drappy yacht. Yes, we're happy all together. Or a wee drappy yacht. Job, in his lamentation, said that man was made to mourn. And there's nay such thing as pleasure from the cradle to the urn. But in his lamentations, he surely had forgot all the pleasures man enjoys, or a wee drappy yacht, or a wee drappy yacht, or a wee drappy yacht. All the pleasures man enjoys, or a wee drappy yacht.
A wee drappy ought. And Wynn would always pause before the last ought, because then you would imagine, and you'd imagine correctly, that there was a slight touch taken, and then ought. And perhaps to close the two programs, primarily with Wynn Strachey and Jim Post, and remembrance of the hymns as young people. Illinois. It's one of the earliest, might be the earliest of all Chamber of Commerce type songs of the state of Illinois. It was first sung back in the middle of the 19th century when I guess Fort Dearborn was still around and about. And so Wynn and Illinois.
Way down upon the Wabash, such land was never known. If Adam had crossed over it, this soil he'd surely own. He'd think it was the garden he played in when a boy, and straight pronounce it Eden in the state of Illinois. Don't move your family westward, bring all your you girls and boys, and rise to wealth and honor in the state of Illinois. She's bounded by the Wabash, the Ohio, and the lakes. She's crawfish in the swampy lands of milksick and the shakes. But these are slight diversions which take not from the joy of dwelling in that garden spot, the state of Illinois. So move your family westward, bring all your girls and boys, and rise to wealth and honor in the state of Illinois. 'Twas here the Queen of Sheba came with Solomon of old, with an ass's load of spices, pomegranates, and fine gold. And when she saw this lovely land, her heart was filled with joy. Straightway she said, I'd like to be the Queen of Illinois. So move your family westward, bring all your girls and boys, and rise to wealth and honor in the state of Illinois. Away up in the northward, right on the borderline, a great commercial city, Chicago, you will find. Her men are all like Abelard, her women like Eloise, all honest, virtuous people, for they live in Illinois. So move your family westward, bring all your girls and boys, and cross that Shawnee Ferry to the state of Illinois. And cross that Shawnee Ferry to the state of Illinois.
And so, wind struck. And this is our program for this evening. And until next time, take it easy, but take it.